Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Hello, I'm Russell Kane, and this is Man Baggage. And let me tell you, my man baggage is full and ready to empty itself right into your ear holes. Now, it's the space where we get boys together, men, boys, and make them talk about the things that girls say. Why don't men talk about X? Back in the old days, before some fucker ate a bat, I would normally have two or three men in a room, but now we're still recording these remotely, so I only have one head to drill down into today, but what a head it is. The format is the same every week. We have the blokes sharing, I'm one of the blokes, and there's always a female auditor too, just to make sure we don't drift into lazy stereotypes or cliches about women. You know what birds are like. They get well triggered, well easy, silly cows. And this week is absolute, I mean, it's a difficult subject. It's sensitivity and fragility. And this for me is one where the stereotypes and the realities do not match. I'm not even going to waste the time of my panelists at the beginning asking them, are men more sensitive than women? Because the stereotype is, well, women are more sensitive, they cry, they're this. And yet, sadly, the statistics for mental health at both the bleak end and the mild end do not bear this out. It would suggest men are perhaps more sensitive, but better at burying it. Who the fuck knows? I know who might know. My two guests. A pair of artistes. They may sing their answers. Don't be surprised. I'm joined by, well, the man's head, first of all. And what a wonderful head it is. It's my target hairstyle once I've grown out this lady's cut. It's Matt Terry.
Hello.
Matt.
Hello. Yes. What an intro. I've never had that before.
I know. You're like, your hair is like mine just before the 6 week cut. Do you go from that longer?
Do you know what? It's actually looking quite tame at the minute. It's normally like just goes a bit crazy, but yeah.
I like that.
You know, thanks, man.
So how are you, Matt? Are you all good?
I'm all good. Yeah, I think very much fed up with, like you said, whoever ate a bat. I'm very annoyed at them.
Pangolin eating fucks.
Yeah. You know what I mean? But no, apart from that, all good. All good, my end, mate.
And another warbler, musical artiste. Well, I mean, you're both multifaceted. I would describe you both as sort of media personalities, authors in your own way, whatever you're doing, blogs, or probably got books on the way as well, I imagine. We see you cropping up on all kinds of things. And my female auditor there, Paige Turley, memorably a Love Island resident, but also a fantastic singer and musical artist. I don't know. How would you describe yourself, Paige? What are you? Media personality, reality star, musical artist, or all three triple threat biatch?
Let's go all three. Like when somebody says, well, what do you do as a job? I go, I don't fucking really know, if I'm being honest.
No.
A bit everything, wherever it'll take me.
And where are you in the country? People may have picked up just a touch of an accent there, just a slight one.
That's what I need to remember.
Are you north of the border or are you south of it at the moment?
Well, I'm south of the border. I'm in Manchester. I've been living here for almost 2 years now.
And how are you enjoying our English freedoms under COVID? Aren't they wonderful?
Oh, beautiful. Beautiful.
Right, so we're talking about sensitivity and fragility. I thought I should maybe start with a definition in the emotional sense. Sensitivity is the quality of being tender, easily irritated or sympathetic. So it runs the whole gamut of positive and negative. Girls want a sensitive man, but not too sensitive. It's fucking hard being a man.
Fucking hell.
Want a bit of hair, but not too... Oh, he had hair on his back, so I dumped him.
Yeah.
But he'd shaved his balls, so I dumped him. I mean, fucking consistency, girls. An example of a sensitivity is a person who gets upset very easily. An example of sensitivity is how a friend treats another who's going through a tough time, so both positive and negative. I know we know that men are obviously a lot more sensitive. It's almost thick of me to even ask you, but I just wondered when I was doing that introduction page if that chimed with you or if it surprised or made you uncomfortable that I'm implying men are on some level more sensitive or worse at sharing or something's fucking going wrong with men.
See, I laughed when I heard the talk of this podcast because I'm not heartless, Kevin, in comparison to him, but I would say that my boyfriend is a lot more sensitive than I am about everything. And I think a lot of the women round about me, I would say that they are no sensitive Sallys either.
But do you think it's because, let's face it, women share more, talk more. Sometimes I just sit there while Lindsay, my missus, talks at me. Do you think it's because women, forgive the image, sort of milk out a lot of the tension in chat? Everything comes out, don't they? Every tiny thing. I went to something the other day and Lindsay was there, my mother-in-law Yvonne was there, and we was all eating and the atmosphere changed. And I was like, what? She went, didn't you see that? And I was like, see what? She came in and she sat down next to my mum instead of me. What does that mean? It fucking doesn't mean anything. You mental bitch.
Yeah.
But because everything's been expressed, there's nothing locked in.
Yeah.
So is it that we're not that we're more sensitive, is it that because you're constantly like drilling little holes and letting the steam out, there's less steam burns to be had?
No, to be fair, when you mention that, I take in so much and I read into stuff a lot. And he's like, what? Typical, like, what do you mean? And I'm like, just see how she just looked at her, like there's tension, you know? So for that kind of thing, I 100%, I pick up on absolutely everything. And he's kind of like, duh, you know? But then I think he's also quite comfortable with speaking about his feelings. He is quite comfortable realising that, oh, something's not right. But then again, my brother, he is as deep as ocean. Like, if he had to be sad a day, if he had to be angry, you would just never, ever know. So I don't know if it is necessarily...
It's dangerous, that, isn't it?
Yeah,
yeah. It's dangerous in men.
It is.
It's dangerous in anyone. It's a dangerous trait in men or women, but it was suggested that I would say men suffer with that more.
Yeah, no, definitely.
And yet, Matt, you find girls encouraging all the time. You never see on Love Island, forgive me, Paige, I hope the next guy that comes in is quite emotionally complex and describes his feelings all the time. No, the guy who gets laid first is like the silent builder. Like, yeah, Kev, I've got an electronic tag that's just come off. Oh, my God, that's so hot. Do you see the mark where his electronic tag was? And he doesn't describe his feelings to anyone. What's it all about? And it's like, what the fuck? What was the point of me doing well at my GCSEs? And working on my personality. don't you think, Matt, women chat a lot of shit about, I just want a guy that's going to be nice to me, and then you're nice and it's not a turn off.
I do. And do you know what? I think this is my thing. I always say, no matter what, human first, before anything, whether you're a celebrity, whether you're a plumber, whether you're a man, whether you're a woman, you're human first. That's what I always say. Like, at the end of the day, that's what we all take a shit. That's what I say. Everyone takes a shit.
But mine smells like roses. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I thought so. I know. Do you know what? Looking at you, I thought that would be the case.
If you're Boris Johnson, you take it on the electorate.
Oh, come on. And I think a human trait is you always want what you don't have. As in, for example, I literally just decided that I wanted to be like really minimal. And I was like, right, I don't need my house that I have. It's too big for me to live in. I don't need these cars. I don't need this. I'm going to go rent it all out and just live in an apartment in London and just have the minimum that I want. And now I'm here, I'm like, I'm loving it.
You're like, where's my fucking house gone?
Yeah, now I'm like, why have I done this? And I was just like, I want my car back. I want this.
Are you suggesting that women only like silent men because they're lusting after what's absent?
I think it's like what they have right now. So for example, I don't know, say you don't have a sensitive man and then all of a sudden your girlfriends are like, oh, yeah, well, me and Jimmy sit down at dinner and we just break down our days and how it made us feel. And then they're like, oh, I wish I had that. I wish I had, but not necessarily, like, for me, it's not about men or women. I feel like it was more like a human instinct of, like grass is greener, but...
That's an attached girl would say that. A single girl would still... I mean, it doesn't change. Me and Lindsay have been married 7 years. She still lusts after the guy that's 6'3" more than the guy that's 5'2". I mean, how basic and monkey is that? Someone that is bigger than me. I mean, have we not moved on past human evolution from an ug chest-beating silent protector? What do you think about this idea that women share more then, Matt? That, like, if me and you and a few others, we were working on a TV show for a few days or we're working on a project, whatever, after a few days... We probably still wouldn't be sat down going, so let me just get intimately, you know, I tell you what pissed me off at work. We'd find anything, football, Afghanistan war stories from Falaraki, whatever. Anything other than anything, any real talk. And the lack of real talk is what causes the real issues. Right, kids?
This, very that. Very that. No, I agree. I do think that it is very... For example, I myself, I do see details for like what you were saying earlier about, oh, so-and-so sat next to so-and-so instead of this. But I actually, I don't really give a fuck about it. Like, I'll notice these things. Like, I feel like I do. I see them. But I don't... I would just think... Mate, I don't know. He wanted the comfier chair. There was a glass of wine. They're already there. That was theirs. No, I don't give
a
fuck.
A girl disagrees. Absolutely no fucking way. That batch knew exactly what she was doing. That's what Paige is doing.
By the way, the accent is on point. I must say.
I've been in Glasgow.
That bitch. That's funny.
No, but that's what the girl, she's like, yeah. Are you fucking mental? That she fucking meant to do that, you fucking twat. Can't you see what she was doing? I get all of that.
Yeah, I hear you.
With the hand doing a printer. Yeah. So for listeners, the hand prints next to the face like it's doing a fact sheet about what she's saying. So what do you think men and women are sensitive about different things, Paige? I mean, let's try and stay out of our world, which is not a normal world.
Yeah.
Overexposure to strangers and putting our bloody bodies on Instagram and all the stupid stuff we do. But just on a day-to-day level, all of our normal friends, mums, uncles, cousins, brothers, what is it that women are sensitive about and what are you sensitive about, Paige?
See, like, sensitive, I can be sensitive, like... Obviously, like you're saying, we're in a very strange world. So, like, so what people kind of say on the surface, I'm, like, very good at being, like, oh, whatever. Or...
Were you like that... Sorry to interrupt, but were you like that before? Is that a trait
No, that's...
Or something you've learned?
Yeah, kind of been programmed to...
Gotcha.
Since after the show. But Finn, he's kind of always been like that. He's always been... Not a sort of level of arrogance, but... Well, exactly that, a level of arrogance, which I look at and I'm go, I wish I was like that. I wish I was more like that. And now I've kind of became like that. And there's sometimes that he'll catch me off guard and he's really sensitive about, I don't know, my sense of humour can be quite dry. Like, so I'll say something and he's a bit like, oh, do you know, that kind of caught me. And I'm like, you're such
you're
a
like
sensitive
a C word. The C word's not a swear word in Scotland.
Exactly,
you've got to understand. Like, it's just like saying hello.
And I think, like... Because our sense of humours were so different at the start, that was like, he was like, you're such a bitch. And I was like, I'm showing you affection. Like, was it, do you know what I mean? I'm flirting with you right now. See me being a bitch, me being, I feel comfortable enough for you.
I could just imagine, I'm flirting, fucking respond.
Do you know what I mean? And he was just like, so I think that, again, that's probably because we're from different areas and the sense of humours are a bit different.
Yeah, that's interesting.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Do you know what, Matt? That really resonates with me because obviously I'm a stand-up comedian, is my main job. And a lot of women who describe becoming funny people or funny performers, they have more hurdles to get across because men are more sensitive to women cracking jokes just because of our fragile bloody egos. So I wonder what you might be sensitive to, Matt. You know, would it be a comment about some music you've made?
Yeah, I feel like I hate being questioned, as in like question of
you're
my
hate
of
this
my...
bloody podcast.
No. Not let me explain myself. I don't hate questions. I hate being questioned, as in I feel like I'm a Taurus, so I'm very headstrong, I'm very driven, I have my eye on each goal that I want, and I feel like I know the best way towards it. And if I'm being questioned, why are you doing this? Even if it's just something, I don't know, why are you wearing that shirt? Bruv, don't question me. I put this on my back because I want it, I like it, this is what I want.
That's what you
and
mean.
That is where I get touchy, like I get irritated. Like if I am just like, just even something like as dumb as that, being questioned about my personal or professional choices fucks me off.
See, I think that's a guy's ego thing, though. I think
all of the listeners are feeling awkward about our hair conversation at the top there. I really wish I hadn't questioned the length of your trim. It's, God knows what level of violence you were secretly.
I've got a voodoo doll under here, man. I've got a mini.
Sorry, Paige, I cut you off. Go on. It's a guy thing, ego.
I think it's a bit of a guy's ego thing, though. Like, do you know, if you have to, as a woman, give suggestions, why don't you try this? Or why don't... It's a bit like, oh... Going back to basics, even like something as simple as building furniture, the amount of Barneys we've had over, why not look at the instructions? Why do you have to make this up as you go along? Do you know, why don't you let me help you or suggest something? It's a bit like, how dare you? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I think you're right there, because I feel like as that sort of like a, in quotes, a man's job, he wants to make sure that he can do it, you know, himself and without you. But for example, as a songwriter, I love working with people and taking ideas from others, and I'm quite open to that. So in that situation, I would be more different as to say, do you know what? Yeah, actually, why don't you do it? No, I'm joking. I mean, like, I'd be like,
I'm you like, fucking what, do
like,
it.
Yeah, you like, no. I'd be like, yeah, all right, then let's get the instructions out. Let's have a look. Like, let's get through it together. Like, I'd understand that. I feel like personal shit is what, like, I don't know. It's something to do with me or my music, like what you said, Jamie.
Yeah.
Oh, this is a bit of a cruel question, mate. But do you think women do more tests where they don't want the real answer and you fall into a sensitive trap?
Yes.
The classic being,
yes,
you come down to dinner, you love what you're wearing, but you're like, you don't say, I love what I'm wearing, do you? Which would be a clue to me to say, I fucking love it and nothing else. Yeah. You're like, do you like this dress, with a blank face? Now, I can't win now, because if the dress is shite and you know it, you've caught me as a liar. Mm-hmm. And if I tell the truth and go, you know, this strappy, you look like, it looks a bit prostitute-y. I could be punched in the face. But are we suggesting that men can't even bear to ask that question, that we're more sensitive? Paige, help us out.
No, that totally resonates with me. That does. So if I'm getting ready and I know the answer, I know the answer I want you to give me, it might not be the one that I want to hear. If you lie to me, I will not leave the house. Like,
oh,
and then
God,
it'll be a conversation like, why would you not just tell me the truth? But if I ever had to turn around and go, I don't like that, or... But bear in mind, this would be a totally unwarranted opinion. He would not ask. It would be like, oh, well, do you know what am I meant to wear? And I'm like, relax, like... So I think I could be quite stroppy. So I get it.
Matt, given your last speech, I mean, what happens if you come down the stairs and the lady's like, I just don't like that shirt?
Mate, I will flip that table. I know what I like and what I think it looks good on. No, I don't know.
If you've asked her, though, if you said, do you think this looks good, babe, and she's given you an honest answer, she went, it's okay. Like, Lindsay has done that to me before, and I secretly think the outfit's banging, and part of me's like, fuck off. What? But I still ask.
Do you know what? I'm going to throw it's something really in there. I don't need nobody to validate me.
Are you single, Matt?
Yeah.
Matt. Yeah, exactly.
But, and, no. Damn, I walked straight into it. But no, I think, Paige, I actually love how open and like honest you are about you'll literally say, I have the answer in my head and I'm literally going to see. Like, do you know what I mean? It's like,
No, I don't.
Yeah, you have it. I love that. I actually fucking love that. You'll be like, listen, I know what I want him to say. Let's give it a go. Hey, round one. Ding, ding, ding.
Yeah, yeah. It's so funny. We were watching Gavin and Stacey the other night, and they play, is it like Shag Marry Annoyed or like Shag Dump, whatever. And I said to him, all like, why don't we play? What's it, Shag Marry and Avoid?
It varies, depending on how drunk you are.
Well, yes. So I do
anal boobs or faces, another version.
So I'll get three girls and I'll do the, you know, I don't know, maybe marry and avoid one first and then get to the shag. And I know in my head, I'll be like, you give me an answer and like, we'll have an argument. I've asked you, but I'm just waiting for you to fall into the trap. And luckily he's caught on to this until it'll go like, Nah, I wouldn't. And I'm like, that good fucking answer. I know I've asked you, but I'm setting you up for fail.
But if you ever, you can't play that game with people you both know, though. I mean, if you're getting shag Mario annoyed and someone goes, oh, shag, you know, Becky from work or something.
Then it gets awkward.
Yeah. It's got to be far-fetched or like, you know, people unknown or otherwise.
Frodo Baggins Barbie.
Exactly.
So it's not in our imagination. Females do score higher in social sensitivity. In numerous studies, females score higher than males in standard tests of emotion recognition, social sensitivity and empathy. So they do pick these things up across the board faster than us. I'm not saying us particular males, Matt, but when tested. That doesn't mean that we don't suffer the consequences of not having registered those emotions. That could be what's going wrong. If you lack the kit, the processor, it doesn't mean there's not the same amount of shit coming at you from the world. Men are less willing to express their emotions. Surprise, surprise. A study conducted by MindLab asked two groups of volunteers, half men and half women, to watch a series of videos while their physiological responses were measured by skin conductance electrodes. So they're actually measuring what people are feeling. When asked how the content made them feel, the men indicated that they felt less emotional than the women, despite the physiological data indicating the opposite. The study suggests that men feel emotion just as much as women, sometimes more strongly, but are less willing to express these emotions openly due to expectations put on them by society. What a fucking brilliant. So electrodes attached. I would hate Lindsay to attach electrodes while I watch the telecast. I know where those electrodes would be going after I failed several of the tests. But so no surprises there, but so depressing at the same time, isn't it, Matt? That's what's behind. And it's not getting any better with young... How old are you, Matt, if you don't mind me asking?
I'm 28.
So you're 28. There'll be 18-year-olds listening to this and there'll be people who are 58, 60. It's not... doesn't seem to be improving with age. I always imagined as the next lot of 18-year-olds come through, we'd see a drop-off with male depression, a drop-off with male suicide, an increase in emotional literacy, but we're not. We're seeing a steady rate.
You know what? I feel like sometimes we can be our own worst enemy. So I think a prime example, due to what you just said, I feel that I can really talk to, like, my mum, for example. And, like, if we're watching something... For example, if we were watching, I don't know, Jezza Kyle back in the day, and...
I just realised you've been Jeremy Kyle. I thought, oh, God, it's a hip-hop artist. I'm not cool enough to have heard
him. No.
I was like, yeah, man,
Jeremy Kyle.
I love that. She's
literally so lit, fam. So lit. And, for example, like, there's a big reunion or whatever. Depending on my surroundings, I've noticed myself, maybe this comes with age, that I will allow certain people to see certain parts of me and my emotion. So, for example, if I'm there and it's all of us mates and we're all boys, you know that I ain't shedding a tear, or I won't even show the slight faint of sympathy, and I'll just be like, oh yeah, like, you're cool, you know, whatever, speak about something shallow. Or if I'm like, I don't know, at home and I'm watching it with my mum, or if I'm in a musical and we're watching it as a cast and like there's majority of the girls or whatever there, and they're all there like, oh, bless him. And I'll be like, oh, yeah, you know, it's bless
interesting.
Him. Yeah, I've noticed that I modify how much I show depending on who I'm around. And actually saying out loud, being around, for example, like my mum, I would probably be very open.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
With how I'm feeling, whereas around my mates, probably not so much.
Okay, guys, I hope you're not going to be too sensitive. If I say we need to take a break there, that is the end of part one.